In Iraq, U.S.-led airstrikes have helped stop the advance of Islamic militants on Baghdad. But British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said on a visit to the city today that the Iraqi army will have to do the heavy work on the ground. Well, for a look at how that's going, the BBC's John Simpson went with the Iraqi army to the front lines.
We're driving in a line of heavily armored Humvee military vehicles to the front line, which is now along the River Euphrates. We're about 20 miles out of Baghdad here, I suppose. You can see the effects of the fighting 3 or 4 weeks ago. There are craters from bombs and mortars on either side of the road. But here, at least, the forces of Islamic State have been driven back.
Well, this is it, the front line. We're just a few yards away from the bank of the River Euphrates here, and IS is on the other side. There's a screen of palm trees that's protecting us, and the IS snipers can't see through that, and so we're pretty safe while we're here. It's been quite a remarkable success for the Iraqi army to be able to push them back like this. And in fact, when you're with the soldiers here, you can see how much improved their morale is compared with, say, a fortnight ago.
And even more so compared with last June. This is the terrible sound of dozens of captured Iraqi soldiers weeping and begging for their lives from an Islamic State video. Many, perhaps all of the men whose voices you can hear, were soon afterwards murdered by IS death squads. Most of their officers had simply run away and abandoned them. In Baghdad, I met their commanding officer, Lieutenant General Ali Furaji. He hadn't run away, but his lined face with the black circles under his eyes showed the level of stress that he had endured.
The great majority of your men ran away.
That's an undeniable fact. But morale has started to come back gradually. It's not yet at the highest level, but there's progress. There's a huge work still to be done on the issue of morale.
The capture by Islamic State of Iraq's third city, Mosul, on the 10th of June was an even worse blow. Here again, the officers, many of them young and chosen for their sheer faith rather than for their military ability, panicked and abandoned the men under their command. Still, things are changing. There's a new government now, which is a lot less sectarian than the old one. It's recruiting older officers, many of whom fought under Saddam Hussein. It's equipping the army better. And it's starting to create a new force which it calls the National Guard. I went to see a special forces soldier, we'll call him Hassan, who was in Mosul when it fell and was lucky to escape with his life.
Morale now is very high. We soldiers are now badgering our brigadier. Sir, we want to go back. We can't bear just sitting around at home. Sir, when will you take us back to liberate Mosul?
We're heading back from the front line along the River Euphrates now. There's no mistaking the new spirit among these Iraqi soldiers. They're not frightened of Islamic State any longer, and they believe they can trust their officers, as they never really could before.
The BBC's John Simpson, reporting from Iraq.